ASU and PayPal recently announced they'd buy solar power from the APS-operated Red Rock Solar Plant south of Casa Grande. Most, if not all, of the 40 megawatts the facility generates are expected to go to those two entities. APS says Red Rock is its biggest grid-scale solar power plant. With me now to talk about arrangements like this is Ken Silverstein. He's a contributor to Forbes and editor-in-chief of Business Sector Media. And Ken, let me ask you, first off, what do you make of this deal between APS, ASU, and PayPal?
These are the sort of things that are popping up all over the country, and while I don't have specific insight into this deal, the main thing is that these utilities are creating these projects, and they need to have buyers for the output. And so if you have a PayPal or an Arizona State University agree to buy the output at a fixed price, it is a win-win situation for both the utility that is gone to the expense of creating the project, as well as the corporate buyers who get some sort of tax benefit for their purchases.
Do you think it makes it more likely that utilities will develop and generate renewable energy if they know ahead of time that somebody's going to buy it?
The reality is that you cannot put a shovel into the ground unless you have buyers lined up ahead of time. They generally don't build a project and hope people just come and buy it, because they go to a major, major expense to build these projects. So when you've got a major consumer that is willing to buy up the preponderance of the power, then they would be able to finance the project and go forward. Without that, no lending institution would give them the money. And likewise, in the case of a utility, I would doubt that their regulatory commissions would okay these projects without some type of assurance on the front end that the power was going to be purchased after it was generated.
You've written about smaller institutions being able to get in on some of this activity. Is it becoming easier for smaller universities or smaller businesses, or maybe even independent businesses, to be able to tap into renewable energy?
In the past, what smaller businesses have had to do is to buy these renewable energy credits from their local utilities, which they buy in small increments, and it guarantees that the power will be generated, but not necessarily that the green power will be delivered to their businesses. The new thing that is developing is that they are able to buy into power purchase agreements that were once the domain of large corporations like a General Motors or a PayPal, where these big institutions that had big energy needs, where they would buy the preponderance of the power, and therefore the developer could get the money to build, assuming that those large institutions don't buy up 100% of the power and there's some left over. Smaller blocks of energy can be sold to industrial and commercial businesses, not to the same level that a PayPal would buy, but yet it's a bigger deal than just buying a renewable energy credit from a local utility.
Have those other consumers been using this new method? Have they been taking advantage of this?
It's a fairly new thing, but there's no reason that it shouldn't work. It's not enough demand to give a developer assurances to build a project, but if there is excess energy that's generated, then they can buy up that excess power that maybe the PayPal didn't consume.
Ken Silverstein is a contributor to Forbes magazine. He's also editor-in-chief for Business Sector Media. Ken, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.